Tiny Tips for Moms and Dads, number 4. Today I want to talk about we are the spirit guides of our children. Parents and the village must be in concert. We must be in touch with who we are to and for our children. The beauty of this responsibility is that we have an opportunity to provide a village to support us in nurturing and guiding them. I have an intuitive understanding that as parents, we are the spirit guides for our children. What do I mean by the term spirit guide? Well, just like many philosophers and theorists before me, I realize that ultimately our children do not belong to us, but to themselves and the universe that they have come to be served in and to serve. We cannot take ownership of our children. We cannot impose what we feel to be their identity or destiny. We begin this relationship with them while they reside in the womb. It is at this time we begin to understand some of their nature. And it is important to be very communicative with them. I feel that we have a responsibility to watch our children, to listen to them, and to talk to them, not at them, to them. The receptive and expressive communication format that we develop with our children will make all the difference in the world in what we have as a foundation for building a functional, as opposed to dysfunctional, relationship with our children. The world is going to step in and try to take over as quickly as possible. If we are to be spirit guides to and for our children, we must work diligently and with great commitment to preserve their childhood. We make our greatest imprint during their childhood. And adolescence will come through like a tornado or hurricane that it can be. But if we hold our ground and we are steadfast in our relationship with them, we will survive the storm and they will come out victorious. I do believe that it's important for us to acknowledge the milestones of development in our children. Parents must educate themselves so that they have an understanding of how children grow and develop. If we neglect this, we are doing not only our children a disservice, but we are also doing a disservice to ourselves. You don't have to fumble around in the dark and bang your head against the wall every time it seems as though, no matter what you say, you are not getting through to them. Trust me, they might not be listening to you, but they heard you. I strongly recommend taking a child development course, as well as a parent education course, if you feel you need the support. If you find that your child has special needs, don't hesitate to reach out for support. There's so many resources available to you and your child. I strongly suggest that you evaluate the ideas and theories that are presented in these courses, and then you use what you feel is appropriate for your child, your family dynamics, and your cultural and religious values. You must feel as though what you are doing for and with your child is intuitively comfortable and appropriate. There is no one-size-fits-all aspects of a human being. We are mind, body, emotions, and spirit. Each aspect of our evolution must be nurtured and cared for until our next venture together. Ashe, ashe, ashe.